Farr had opined a few weeks back about the fact that there seems to be a lack of people in Australia who have any dash. Well, I tell you what, we're about to speak to someone who showed a fair amount of dash. Her name is Erica Maloney. She's 32 years of age. Erica, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, there you were, walking down Flinders Lane at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. What happened?
So I just done an exercise class. First moral there, exercise is dangerous. And coming around the corner, was looking at my phone to try and find out how to get home, and out of nowhere, this guy punched me in the face. So I sat there, wailed a little bit, and a guy from the Holiday Inn came to my assistance and checked that I was okay, and sort of mentioned that the guy was still just around the corner and he was just walking down the street as though nothing had happened. And that sort of put a bit of fire in me and thought there's no way this guy's getting away with it. So got into a full sprint and had my phone out and got within 10 metres of him and called out to him demanding to know why. He thought it was okay to punch me and he asked me if I wanted a fresh one and sort of called me a few names. And I just said that, no, you're the stupid one here, and I'd snapped his photo and retreated as he sort of went down King Street.
Okay, so that's an incredibly brave thing to do. I don't know whether your parents would be thrilled about you pursuing a bloke who's prepared to punch strangers at random in the street, but good on you.
Yeah, Dad said good on you.
So
he didn't bring up a princess.
So what was the follow up to all this? Did you report it to the police?
Yeah. So the witness from the Holiday Inn, he was on the phone to 000 because I was spewing blood out of my forehead, and he said to send the cops and an ambulance. And I followed him back to the hotel and just sort of waited in the foyer while help came. And I mean, they were fantastic. They were on the scene in like 10 minutes, less than. So the ambos were great. They cleaned me up and the cops were there. There was about four of them and they sort of went out and sort of did a foot patrol while one took my statement. And it actually happened while I was giving that statement that the guy walked past.
Returned to the scene of the crime.
Yes.
Where there were police.
Where there were police.
So I assume you said that's the guy.
Yeah, so because I'd taken the photo, that was the only way I had to recognise him. And I said, yep, that's absolutely him. And the cop taking my statement called for backup and approached him on foot. I stayed at the hotel because I figured I don't need to be involved in this. And they confronted him and apprehended him.
That is amazing. So he's, I assume, well, he will go before the courts at some stage. I assume, Burnzo, he would have received bail, would he?
No, he's been remanded.
No, I believe he's in custody for a while.
Okay, did he punch someone else, apparently?
Yes, apparently he punched another guy earlier in the evening.
And that photograph of you with a serious wound above your right eye with blood cascading down your face, is that a selfie?
Yeah, you could call it a selfie. Probably not the best one I've ever taken, but most effective.
I'll tell you what. Well, it's the second most effective photograph you've ever taken. The most effective photograph you've taken is of the miscreant who's now locked up behind bars. And you need any stitches there?
No, I was very fortunate not to get stitches, but I think I might go get it checked out again because the swelling spread a little bit. But I think I will survive. I think the bruising will fade.
Good on you. I noticed that you hadn't exactly extended yourself in the gymnasium because you were able to sprint after him. Did you feel you'd left?
Yeah, I might have slacked off in the push-ups. They're not my favourite.
Erica, congratulations. Great work.
No worries. Thank you. Talking